Joining us this week, we have Devrie Bufner-Vorwerk. She's a former California State FFA officer and recently was selected to the World Economic Forum 2014 Young Global Leaders. Well, how are you doing today?
I'm great. I'm looking forward to spring.
Well, we appreciate you joining us. Now, tell us a little bit about your background and where you're from, and of course, how you first came to be involved in FFA.
Well, when I was young, I spent my first about 11 years in growing up in Southern California, and then by happenstance, my mother got a teaching job in a small rural community on the central coast of California, in what's known as Steinbeck Country, which is a farming country, and it's called Gonzales, the town that I moved to. And at the time, maybe there was about 5,000 to 7,000 people living in Gonzales. And anything that you put in a salad, we grow in that valley. It's a highly productive agricultural valley. And the way I came to FFA, or Future Farmers of America at the time, was because I found the leadership aspects of it really exciting. And my parents aren't farmers. My father's an electrical engineer, and my mother a special education teacher. But because I was surrounded by agriculture and I saw the FFA as a vehicle to engage and have community among the other students, I got involved and I got hooked. I fell in love with agriculture and everything about it, and I fell in love with the organization and what it had to offer.
So were there any moments from your time in the organization that really stand out for you?
It's hard to define a particular moment because actually most everything I did sort of stood out. I mean, the opportunities were endless. Everything from being part of the California State FFA vegetable judging team, where we learned how to identify weeds and seeds and insects and classify, you know, top ranked classes of tomatoes to sweet potatoes. I mean, that was amazing. Showing a lamb at the King City Fair every year stands out as one of the more memorable moments of my high school years. To competing in parliamentary procedure against some of the other local schools, and to this day, all of those experiences are pretty relevant, you know, to what I do in my agriculture career. I don't have a bad example of my time in FFA. Everything I did was, to me, an exciting new opportunity.
Well, on that note, let's talk a little bit about your agriculture career. You work for Cargill presently. Tell us a little bit about the company and what your focus is.
Yeah, I mean, the way I describe Cargill is we're in your local communities. We're across well over 400 communities across the United States. But what's unique about us, we started as one grain elevator in Iowa and back almost 150 years ago now, and we're now in 67 countries worldwide. And that means we're invested in 67 countries, the fabric of the agriculture communities of those countries, but we trade with well over 130 now. So we're very much part of the food and agriculture equation across the globe, and we contribute to food security on a daily basis.
Now, as the Director of International Business Relations, you were selected as the 2014 Young Global Leader by the World Economic Forum. Tell us how this came about and what the honor means to you.
Yeah, indeed, it's and you know, thank you for mentioning it. It's humbling because Cargill has been working with the World Economic Forum on the new vision for agriculture, which is a food security platform. So I've been sort of involved on the board of that since 2008 as a response to the global food price spikes. And this year have been honored actually among 213 other young global leaders from across the world, across industries, across different affiliations, whether it's NGOs, nonprofits, to government, to the corporate sector. And so I will be working over the next 5 years in this class of young global leaders to really reshape or continue to shape a peaceful and prosperous world. And I think the goal is that, you know, a lot of these young leaders that they bring together ultimately end up in decision-making positions. Many of them are in government. Many of them are leaders of corporations. And so I think the goal is really to bring us all together now as we continue to kind of evolve up the career ladder so that we can build these relationships over time. And again, I use the word peaceful so that we can help maintain a peaceful and prosperous world for our children.
Now, you're also a member of Impact FFA Women's Giving Circle. Can you tell us some goals of the group and why it's important for women to come forward as a face for agriculture?
Well, I really appreciate you mentioning Impact FFA, because what Impact FFA is in 2009, there were a group of women who came together in recognition of the 40th anniversary of women in the FFA. Women were first allowed as members of Future Farmers of America in 1969. So in 2009, we really wanted to kind of raise awareness, celebrate, and elevate the role of women in agriculture. And so our goal, we set out as a small group of women to get 100 members to donate $1,000 a year, which means each year our goal is to raise $100,000 to support young women as they begin their path, their career path in agriculture. In 2014, we have 18 members who have each given $1,000, and we have some friends who have given less than $1,000. Again, our goal is to raise $100,000 a year. What we do with that money is we support women in FFA as they begin their career path, as I mentioned. And so this year, for example, we're supporting through the money we've raised four women who have decided to make ag education a career for themselves. And we'll be sending them to Japan this year in May to expose them to sort of the, I mentioned sort of the global food security equation. We're exposing them to something broader than just what's going on here in the United States. And so our goal is that we raise awareness around the critical role of women in agriculture, not only as farmers, you know, across the globe. In the developing world, women are often the farmers, but at the same time, women are leaders in their community. And as it relates to the United States, for example, we're trying to elevate the role of women across the sector. In corporate America, I mean, for example, at Cargill, we have a big initiative around inclusion and diversity and finding ways to elevate women into business roles and leadership roles in our corporation. And so by supporting Impact FFA, I really feel like I can contribute to raising awareness of the critical role that we play as innovators, as leaders, as that, you know, next generation of, you know, hopefully CEOs and presidents of companies. That's what we're trying to achieve. I want to make a pitch that if you're out there and you're hearing this, we're more than willing to bring you into our membership circle. We started out with modest gains. Like I said, we have 18 members now, but our goal is 100 members each year.
Devery, would you have any advice for folks just getting into FFA and how they can gain the most from their experience?
Well, I can't sum it up in a few points. I'd probably been their ear for hours, but I would say that it is an honor and a privilege to wear the blue jacket and to think seriously about the fact that your high school years and being a member of the FFA for those years can really shape the direction of your future. And to recognize that that the honor and the privilege is theirs and the opportunity is theirs. And so to be quite deliberate about choosing, you know, the leadership opportunities and taking advantage of those in FFA. You know, the FFA is the premier youth leadership organization, I would say, in the world. And I travel across the globe and work in communities across the globe as a member of Cargill. And I see that communities would benefit if they had FFA in some of the developing parts of the world. And so, you know, I would say that they should recognize right now as a high school student, they can be a leader, a global leader in agriculture. And so I would encourage them to accept that honor and privilege and wear the blue jacket with pride. I have the benefit of working for a company, Cargill, who also sees the value in FFA. And in 2013, for example, has given $520,000 to the organization. And much of that is going to training leaders through the Blast Off program and through other endeavors. And Cargill has been a supporter of FFA for more than 50 years. So I'm able to carry out my love and passion around FFA every day as an employee of Cargill.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to join us with this week. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.